The Homer Center Wildcats advanced to the District 6 championship game with a 6-1 victory last night over the Blacklick Valley Vikings behind the complete game pitching of Nash Budner. Budner, 7 innings, allowed 7 hits, just 1 run. As a matter of fact, the leadoff man, Drew McAvoy, reached on a single and scored the only run for the Vikings. The Wildcats put together 10 hits in the game. They scored 3 runs, all unearned, in the second inning, but had 3 big hits, an RBI double from Braden Rado among his 3 hits. Also 3 hits for pitcher Nash Budner, 2 hits for Connor DeArmond. It all added up to a 6-1 victory for Homer Center. 6 runs on 10 hits. They did not commit an error. Stranded 11 base runners, got a sensational defensive play from left fielder Drew Fisher. And for the Vikings, 1 run on 7 hits. They committed 3 errors and stranded 6. Head coach Scott Bauer of the Homer Center Wildcats talked about his team's performance and also advancing to the District 6 championship game.
Yeah, we're really excited for this opportunity. One of our goals this year was to make it to this championship game. Nash did a great job pitching today, throwing strikes, keeping guys off balance, trusting his defense. Our defense really played well today. They played clean, which was something that we really focused on, that our boys knew that we needed to be clean against this team, Blacklick Valley. Good hitting team, well-coached team. Offensively, we were able to get some timely hits from some key players, and we were able to scratch enough runs across to kind of, you know, take the lead and then to extend our lead and put us in a good position to win.
So the Wildcats with the victory, they'll meet Juniata Valley in the District 6 championship game on Wednesday, potentially at Mount Aloysius, but that is not confirmed yet. Game time yet to be announced. And with the victory, they also qualify for the PIAA Class A state tournament, which will start on June 2nd. Again, the final last night, in front of a big crowd at First Commonwealth Bank Field in Homer City, Wildcats win it over Blacklick Valley 6-1. For your hometown radio stations, I'm Mark Burdig reporting.